Well, we start in South Korea. President Donald Trump says the US can sign a trade deal with China pretty soon, following talks with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. President Trump said after the meeting there will be lower tariffs on Chinese imports and US access to rare earth metals, which are crucial for technology and electronics, have been settled. During the meeting, the Chinese President acknowledged the two leaders don't always see eye to eye. We'll hear his words now, spoken by a translator.
Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other. And it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. And in the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-US relations, should stay the right course.
Well, speaking after the meeting, US President Donald Trump said the meeting was very good.
Overall, I guess on the scale of from 0 to 10, with 10 being the best, I would say the meeting was a 12. Okay, I think it was a 12. I think, very importantly, you know, just the whole relationship is very, very important, and I think it was really good.
Irish Times China correspondent Dennis Staunton is in Busan in South Korea. He's with us now. Dennis, details still emerging from the meeting, but we have some detail about tariffs. What are they?
Good morning, Kian. Yes, the tariff is going to be cut. Donald Trump announced that he was going to cut in half his 20% tariff that he had imposed on China to try to get China to stop the export of chemicals used to make the drug fentanyl. So that means that 10% is gone, so it brings the tariff on Chinese goods down to 47%.
Is that significant?
Yes, it is. It's significant partly because every little helps, and it also brings the Chinese tariff closer to the tariffs in some of its neighboring countries in Southeast Asia. So it kind of makes it less worth people's while to try to move production out of China into these countries. So that's one thing. And also it's the direction of travel. It suggests that instead of escalating this trade dispute, that the two sides are trying to defuse it.
On rare earth metals, Trump said the issue was settled. Do we know what he means?
What he seems to mean is that China is going to pause for a year some of these sweeping controls that it has on export controls on these rare earth minerals. These minerals are used in everything from making cars to laptops to weapon systems, and China controls the refining of 90% of them. So it's a very important weapon. This whole deal is going to be a one-year deal, and the Chinese side have given no details of it at all. They had a readout, but it was very general. But Trump has given these details. But what it appears to be the case is that the deal will last for a year, and then they can kind of see if they can build on it.
So it's an annual deal. It's an annual meeting. They'll have to be agreed going forward. Will we see more of these talks between Xi Jinping and Trump?
Yes, we will. Trump said he's going to come to China in April, and Xi Jinping will go to the US later in the year. The US will be hosting a G20 meeting, so he'll be there. So the two of them are going to obviously meet more regularly than they have before. This was the first meeting since 2019.
On microchips, what was agreed? Because NVIDIA wants to sell their advanced AI chips to China. There's concern in the United States about that.
There's concern from some people about that, because the rationale for limiting the access for China to these microchips and semiconductors was that it was national security, that this would give them some kind of an advantage there. So the details are a bit vague. Trump said that they discussed it, but it was going to be up to Xi Jinping to talk to NVIDIA about it. But he did seem to indicate that the very, very most advanced, the most recent NVIDIA chips, these Blackwell chips, are not going to be part of the deal. But I think it's going to, we'll have to wait for a little while until we see exactly what's been agreed on that.
And what about the future of TikTok?
Again, there was nothing emerged from that. It does look as if we're close to a deal on that, which is going to mean that China will allow for the sale of TikTok to this group of American investors, some of whom are allies of Donald Trump. But again, that didn't come up. And the other issue that apparently didn't come up was Taiwan.
Mm. And how significant is that? Because China wants to reunify with this self-governing island.
It does want that, but what it wants probably more is a kind of a de-escalation. What it would like would be for the US to say that it opposes Taiwan independence. The US has never said it supports Taiwan independence, but it's also never said that it opposes that. But I think probably this was a decision made by the two negotiating teams that since they didn't have some agreement on language that they could use in Taiwan, it was better probably not to talk about it at all.
And both men also talked about Ukraine.
Yes, they did. And once again, Donald Trump said that they had spoken about Ukraine, but didn't really say kind of what. And he doesn't appear to have put pressure on Xi Jinping to reduce the amount of Russian oil that China is buying, which is one of the things he said he might do. But what they both appeared to be doing was talking about how they could work together on some of these global issues. And at the beginning of the meeting, Xi Jinping, just after that clip that you played, he praised Donald Trump's role in trying to bring peace to Gaza and to some other conflicts, and basically said the two of them should really get together and address some of these big issues.
Dennis Staunton from the Irish Times, thank you. It's now 7:18.